It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. It's quarter number two of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Jim Galante here with me, back from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're looking at Penn State's scholarship table in 2020. We talked about it briefly in the previous segment. If you didn't hear that, you can check it out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or on the Keystone Sports app, which surely you've downloaded by now. I don't know what you're doing if you haven't. Just looking at what Penn State has, 27 commits in the 2020 class, and who they have set to come back as we know it right now, and how that comes together in terms of overall scholarships. And the interesting thing is, as mentioned before, 25 scholarships per class is an NCAA rule, 85 scholarships overall. The bottom line is you can do some things to fudge the numbers on that 25. You can't do anything to fudge the number on that 85 total scholarship count. And sort of the basis for all this is that as we sit here today with the new year just around the corner, the bowl game just around the corner, the first national signing day just around the corner, is that Penn State projects to have 92 scholarship players. And so where do they go from here is the basis of this conversation. But I think more interestingly, just looking down through position by position, where they have depth, where they have too much depth. For example, there, I know there's one position for sure that's got me thinking about that. So we'll look at the depth chart and look at the scholarship figures and see where all this is going.
And we can look at the numbers and see what we probably shouldn't project and guess where they might be losing players, but just because we shouldn't do it, that shouldn't stop us anyway. We'll take a look. And probably the key to this, Dustin, will be to look at where are there a lot of numbers currently, and when you add in the saying probably the obvious, but if there's large numbers at a position already and you're adding in so many more in this recruiting class, that may be a little bit of an indicator.
So and this class as it stands now, 27, James Franklin has said use the number 30 for an example. And if you look back at January enrollees can be backdated to the previous class, and I'm pretty sure the January enrollees in last year's class can be backdated to the previous class, and you can kind of go down the line. I think that's the case. I'm not going to read the NCAA rule book. I'm not going to, but
wouldn't they, even if you had to do it by year, if you could push wouldn't you push as many as possible to the previous year?
Yes.
To give yourself more opportunity going forward.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
Right.
So if they could push five of them last year back, why not do it? And the same thing goes here. However many they're allowed to push back a year, they should do it to help them out for next season.
So that's how the math checks out. That's how the math looks for how they get to 27 plus in this class. Let's look at each position here, and you know, we can kind of, as we go, figure out where the numbers are going to come from. At quarterback, we're up to five. That assumes Micah Bowens is coming on board, which he looks like he is. I believe he was on campus last weekend. Two quarterbacks in the 2019 class. That dynamic is worth watching as we go. Will Levis starting to get his feet under him, starting to get a little bit of a tiny resume going in the same way that Tommy Stevens did. His status moving forward is worth watching. He might have to come into a fork in the road, just like Tommy Stevens did. The quarterback spot is always worth watching. It's arguably, maybe not even arguably, the quickest position to have guys leave for the transfer portal. And Penn State's got a couple little dynamics that might lend themselves to it. I don't know that 2020 is the year for that. I'd be more thinking about like 2021. Like, let's project to 2021 real quick. If Sean Clifford is back, is the starter next season, it projects to be the starter in 2021. Is Will Levis still around? If Taquan Roberson, for example, is the clear-cut number three next in line ahead of Michael Johnson Jr., does Michael Johnson Jr. stick around? That's the position that should probably ebb and flow because it's the nature of college football.
It is. You just look at the college football playoffs and see how many transfer quarterbacks are among the four teams there. So, yes, I think you put it well there. For Will Levis, you're right. making that decision this year, I just don't see it happening. That next level, you're right. You have two kids in the same class. I think that's where you especially have to look. I think James Franklin very deliberately always mentions those two as equals. He doesn't want to establish who's in the pecking order, that one's above the other, because that's a ticket to one of them leaving.
You can't prove or disprove who's above the other. The number one spot, obviously, you can prove or disprove. You can't say Will Levis is on the same footing as Sean Clifford when Sean Clifford gets every start and every rep. At the number three spot, yeah, these guys are battling it out, and they will continue to battle it out until you have to name a starter and you have to name a backup. They're not in that conversation yet, and they won't be for another year or two.
And you get the impression after another year that either Roberson or Johnson will get that, the nod. And at that point, James Franklin may even welcome the other one leaving, because going in, if everyone else sticks around, you still have three experienced or veteran quarterbacks. You have Bowen then coming up, and then you go through the cycle again, the next recruiting class. So that's probably almost the plan. That was probably the plan from the beginning. Yeah. We're going to give two quarterbacks a scholarship and let it play out.
How delicate, though. Like, he wants five, but you have to have five who are staggered just enough. Like, you don't want your number one to be proven all Big Ten. I mean, obviously you do want that, but you don't want your number two to be in his second year as a developmental prospect or whatever. You want them to be ready, but not so ready that they're you know, they should be starting too. And then same deal, like the whole way down the line, you have to have the right stage of development. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to 2020, forecasting the scholarship table. Greg Pickle assembled a lot of these numbers and the total scholarship count. He's not with us today, so we're going to use all his work. We're going to piggyback right off of it. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They are looking ahead to 2020. Put down a deposit now, $250. You can reserve an RV for the Blue-White game or for any home game next season. Trust me, it is an unbelievable way to take in a football weekend. Really unique. They take care of all the logistics for you. Like, it's so carefree, I think would be a good way to put it. We call it the ultimate tailgating experience, because you can tailgate literally the entire time without having to worry about anything else. Check it out and check out their latest at GoPSURV.com. The running back spot projected to have six. This is one that we looked at really before the season even began, saying something's got to give here, and that's where we're at now. I suspect we're going to get something probably after the bowl game, probably not even long after the bowl game, I would imagine, because to have this dynamic where four guys were being used, one guy who maybe had some expectations ended up being fourth on that depth chart, that's Ricky Slade. He'd be the guy that I'm watching here. And then you have Kazai Holmes and Kevon Lee coming in the 2020 class. These numbers have to break up somehow or another.
And I know Ricky Slade gave a vague social media announcement, gave the impression he was coming back, but it was still open enough. I'd still like to see Ricky Slade used.
Move him to the slot.
Yes.
Just move him there.
Yes.
Let's not worry about using our running backs in that way. Let's move him there. See what he can do. Wide receiver projected at 12. That's as of today, with KJ Hamler set to return. He's a redshirt sophomore, so he could still very well leave for the NFL draft. I don't know what my expectation is there, but if you're projected in like the mid second round, that's a big enough payday, and that's a good enough opportunity that you really have to consider it if you're KJ Hamler. Especially, you know, if he comes back as a redshirt junior, what more can he do to improve his draft stock? The issue with him is something that's fundamental. It's his size. It's worries about his durability. That's not going to go away by exposing yourself to more injury while playing for free. I think KJ Hamler is going to go. That's my personal belief, but I don't know anything on that front.
I'm not sure. I thought there was some momentum. I would have thought Freiermuth was going to go also. Mm-hmm. So I'll toss a coin. But whether there's 12 or 11, would you be surprised if one or two came back?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, not at all. And you look at guys again, you know, I'm looking at situations where guys might have had some expectations for a growth in their role. Cam Sullivan Brown, maybe. Mac Hippenhammer, maybe. And that just did not happen this year. And now they're bringing in another big class of wide receivers. John Dunmore, I really like behind the scenes now. I think there's going to be a situation where you should see, probably see one or two go.
Yes, I think that's a position where we're going to see something.
Tight end, five guys set to be back, including Pat Freiermuth, who made that announcement. Good situation for them. Tyler Warren, a developmental guy coming into 2020. Theo Johnson should be something close to instant impact. I would expect him to see the field. Zach Kuntz and Brenton Strange are guys who are already on campus, scholarship guys. 16 on the offensive line. I think a good mix here. You know, you bring back four starters, five if you include the second right guard, either C.J. Thorpe or Mike Miranda. They got a good-looking crew. They like Bryce Hefner. Caden Wallace, I think, can be a three-year starter type. He was a guy they almost burned his red shirt this year. So they got a good mix, I think, of depth and talent and experience.
It seems that way. If you talk in terms of being three deep just in numbers, at wide receiver, they're four deep if you're playing three wide receivers. At offensive line, if you're playing five, obviously, that's a three deep. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty good situation. You couldn't always say that about Penn State and its offensive line. 22 total on the defensive line. I don't know if I see anybody that I'd say is a clear, they're a candidate to move forward. You know, Damian Barber, a lot of people thought that we'd see more from him this year, both in terms of impact and in terms of actual reps. So there could be some movement there. Nick Tarburton, he's young enough that you don't jump to any conclusions or anything like that, but we didn't see, I mean, did we see any of him really? I don't think so. Linebacker, that number is nine. Again, I think a good mix of players here with experience and talent and upside and a good rotation. The secondary is interesting because you've got a majority of your numbers. Greg has it at 15 scholarship players. A huge majority is at cornerback. I don't expect anybody to leave necessarily, but I do expect a cornerback to move to safety. Because safety, we're looking at five scholarship players versus 10 at cornerback. I think you might see some movement there. It's a common place for movement for James Franklin.
Yes, and that 15 number, like the defensive line, would you be surprised if one or two left?
Not really. And I think that you could maybe see that from the cornerback spot, but we'll see about that. Donovan Johnson is a player. It might be put up or shut up time for him. DJ Brown could be. Donovan Johnson was injured this past year. I meant DJ Brown, but you could see some movement there. And in terms of special teams, Jake Pinniger and Jordan Stout are back. You're going to have a competition for that punter spot too. I don't know if that's a spot where you can expect anybody to leave, but that's how we get to 92. That's what we're looking at over the course of the next few weeks. Between now and next season, guys can hit the transfer portal, as Tommy Stevens pointed out this past year, really at any time. So Penn State's got some work to do, some attrition to kick in. So we'll see what happens there. For now, we're moving on. Ask Dustin is coming up after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas Gift Box, filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a Tailgate Club apron, all in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a 10% discount, be sure to use code KSN on checkout. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and don't forget to use the code KSN on checkout for a 10% discount.